Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You may have heard some of the chatter about the FDA's proposed change in blood donor deferral criteria for men who have had sex with men. There is a buzz at blood centers all about the nation, and it's an important topic at the Northern California Community Blood Bank. We do support the consideration of a change. Since 1983, the FDA has had a permanent deferral for men who had sex with another male, even one time since 1977. The reason for this permanent or lifetime deferral was the AIDS epidemic due to the HIV virus. On 12/24/14, it was announced that the FDA plans to lift the lifetime ban and replace it with a one-year deferral. So a man that has had sex with another man may donate blood after 1 year from the last time they had this intimate contact. At this time, it's important to note that all policies and procedures regarding the male sex with male deferral remain the same at all blood centers across the nation. Sometime in 2015, the FDA will submit the draft guidance for public comment. After the comment period, a final guidance with the new guidelines will be submitted. The timetable for this process is unknown, and the rule may or may not go into effect in 2015. This new guidance will not change the infectious disease testing that's required by the FDA. There are currently two tests in place to detect the HIV antibodies and virus. This testing is done prior to the release of all blood products. If the infectious disease testing is positive, there's a donor deferral per the FDA regulations and blood products cannot be used. All donors are pre-screened for HIV risk factors. Blood donations are required to be tested both for the presence of antibodies to HIV and for the HIV ribonucleic acid. Ribonucleic acid testing detects HIV at an earlier stage than HIV antibody testing. Blood and blood products that test positive for HIV are safely discarded and are not used for transfusions. Donors whose blood test positive for HIV are notified by the collecting agency and are deferred from further donations. In the interim, all blood bank policies and procedures remain unchanged until the final guidance is submitted by the FDA. There has been no time frame allotted or suggested for this process to reach a conclusion. The Northern California Community Blood Bank will keep the public updated about this matter as information becomes available. It's also important to know that you cannot get HIV from donating blood. Blood collection procedures are highly regulated and safe. This has been Joanna Au from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with your community comment on KINS.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.